I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
See it.
There we go.
I don't see it saying record.
Now we're recording.
Now we are.
Literally, I'm putting my head on your shoulder.
Aw, so hi.
We can get our voices and not as much background noise.
So, you guys, I was so sick last week. We didn't get to record. On Monday night, I had this little tickle in my throat. And then I woke up on Tuesday and was like, dying. I'm dying. So, sorry that you missed a thing. And then we probably would have normally skipped this week, but then we skipped last week. So where are we this week, Shannon?
We're at Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. Woo! At the Fillmore in downtown Detroit.
And so we're just here to watch a movie, right? We're just going to watch a movie, that's all?
With live Q&A with Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes afterwards.
Ah! Squee!
And this is the only way you can see the movie. If you didn't catch it last week on Tuesday or Thursday through a special event company, which I forget the name of it now, at a local theater near you, the only other way to see it is at a live viewing with Jay and Kevin now.
Yeah, so that's where we are. That's what we're doing. Last time we were at the Fillmore, we were on the ground and there were five big ladies in a row.
In picnic chairs.
And those are just little picnic chairs all smushed together with no room, and Shannon and I were deeply uncomfortable. So she goes, okay, this time I'm gonna get us nice cushy seats with plenty of room up in the balcony,
which we did. They are nice and cushy, though, and the knee room is less than to be desired.
And it is broken. Shannon's and my chairs are broken.
They're fucking broken.
They're broken.
What the literal fuck?
Oh my sweet
what
Jesus.
What our fuck?
Oh my
God. God damn it.
Oh, so annoyed. What a terrible situation.
Oh. What is our fucking luck, man?
Jesus Christ, Fillmore. Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna have to write them. Be like, both our chairs were broke. Broke.
I actually sort of want to tell the usher.
Well, there's nothing he can do about it right now. They can't go get a wrench and fix it.
No, I know, but what if it's been broken and nobody's been telling anybody?
Yeah, well, I can message the Fillmore tomorrow.
Okay.
Which I will.
I know you will. I know you will.
I will leave a snotty review under the event.
Yeah. So guess what is in like 4 days or whatever?
What does he want?
Yes, and we have had really good luck with getting fast passes for things that we want to go to, which I was really worried about. I haven't gone and tried to get on rides in a long time, so like normally I've gone to just go hang out, or I had cast member friends who would give me the free anytime fast passes. Thanks, Javi, you're a real pal. So I was worried about not getting anything good, and we've gotten, so like the cast members are only allowed to get fast passes a week in advance. If you pay full price for your ticket, you can do it a month in advance, and if you stay in one of their hotels, you get to do it 2 months in advance. So people started doing this, you know, 5 days ago, and we just started getting our opportunity now, but we are going on Rock and Roller Coaster.
It is crazy. I just have to interject. It is crazy how early Orlando property lets people do fast passes, because
that is
in Anaheim, it is that day,
right?
And you only get fast passes every 3 hours.
Yeah, you get to book 3 fast passes 60 days. You get to book 3 right then. And then here's the other thing. You can book more, but only after you've used the 3 that
the
you booked.
The first 3, yeah.
So
if you're not going to use them, you have to cancel them and then get another pass.
But what's ridiculous for us is that our third one is not until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So we don't get to get more fast passes until after we've gone on that ride. So, like, that seems unfair. So if you are one of the earliest people, you get to do 3 morning fast passes, and then you just get to book fast passes all day. Mm-hmm. Like, that seems unfair also.
That's how you do it.
I don't like this system. This system is bunk.
You just said bunk.
Yeah, you heard me. You heard me.
All right, so we'll probably record a bunch at Disney.
Definitely will.
I'm going to try and post this before we leave town.
That's nice. We're also going to try to record more after. We're going to do some after show.
Yeah, we'll do some after show.
After show thoughts.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, you ready for Jay and Silent Bob reboot?
I am so ready for Jay and Silent
Bob reboot.
I hear
it is a movie for the fans, so we should all be tickled pink.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm real excited.
All right. We're going to sign off for now.
All right. Bye, guys.
Snoochie boochie.
Snoochie boochie noochies.
Motherfuck, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Noise. Smoking weed. Doing coke, drinking beers. Rolling baddies, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Rolling blunts and smoking.
Let me get a nickel back.
$15, little man. Put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, oh. My jungle love, yeah. Oh, we, I think I wanna know ya, know ya. Yeah, what?
The hell are you singing?
You don't know Jungle Love? That shit is the Mad Notes, written by God herself and handed down to the greatest band in the world, the motherfucking Time.
I mean, the guys in that Prince movie?
Yeah, Purple Rain.
That shit was so gay, fucking 80s style.
That was delightful, Maggie Mayville.
It was.
And then what the fuck was that?
AJ was two people behind us.
Ah! No, I was talking about the people who were walking up while we were walking down.
Oh, I thought you were asking me why you asked me a question and I ran away from you.
No, I just figured crowd.
Yeah, no, but I was also like, I don't want to see AJ.
Oh, yeah. I don't pay attention to the people behind me.
I'm sure he saw me. There's no way he didn't. And I just was like, I'm going to run away because I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm an adult.
I think I see his head.
Why were you going up when everybody was going down?
Right.
Dummies.
All
That's
right.
not how this works.
Delightful.
It was delightful.
I do feel like the third act dragged on a little bit, but it was fine.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wasn't, you're right, the pace wasn't great, but it also wasn't overly long.
Yeah.
You know, like, it wasn't too long of a film. It was really funny. I screamed, I cackled, I clapped, I hooted, I hollered.
It was like watching a movie in Southfield. It was amazing.
It was, I had a real fun time. Thank you, yes. Excuse me. I had a super fun time. Yeah, all these people kept trying to, like, leave early because that's what they wanted to do, which is fine if that's really what you want to do.
Did he even answer the question?
I have no fucking idea what the question was, but I don't care. That story was delightful, and I loved it.
Yes.
The story of how he got Ben Affleck to be in the film.
Well, how him and Ben Affleck got back together.
Yeah, how they got their groove back.
Yes. I want to know how they broke up to begin with. I still think it was Jennifer Garner.
I mean, I just feel like Ben probably got too famous.
That's a possibility, too.
Like, he was got too...
You just cut your friends off. He did buy Ben Affleck's house.
Yeah.
After Ben Affleck got Ben Affleck money.
Right.
He sold his dinky house in the hills to Kevin Smith. And then, like, 2 years after that, they stopped talking to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any good answers for you on this. We're just hypothesizing. But I just felt like... You know,
I also secretly think that Kevin Smith's a dick.
Secretly?
Secretly. Like, he's secretly a dick. Because he wants everything a certain way.
I think you're right.
If he doesn't get it, he turns into a massive dick.
I think that's an open secret. I don't think that's an actual secret. That's why I was making fun of things. I was like, oh, secretly? I mean, I think that he is kind of a dick. So, I mean, who knows what the interpersonal relationship was that made that happen. But, man, that was so great that they got back together and did all that shit. That was fantastic. Do you have an opinion to share?
Do you have an opinion, Scotty? Scotty's with us, too.
No.
Just as informative as ever. He's laughing at us. He's doing it on purpose now. 8 years and he's still giving us one-line answers like Bruce Willis and goddamn space movie Fifth Element.
There we go. Fifth Element.
Ruby Rod.
Nailed it.
great.
Great. I was saying nailed it to you about your Ruby Rod impression.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't realize that you actually wanted me to do it. I was like, yes, did it. Sorry, I was not following. I was not following the bit.
Great. All right, well, it's a school night. It's a Tuesday, like literally podcast night.
It is podcast night, but we do have to go homo.
Yes.
I have to go to an IEP tomorrow, and I work real late, so,
I have to. We have to go get Catherine from Marco's house and take her home.
Oh, great.
We abandoned Isla all by herself all day long.
I'm sure she can handle herself.
Yeah. I was like, don't forget to feed yourself and no boys.
How do you think that went?
No sucking dick in my house.
Did you say that to her yet?
Kinda, not in that way.
Okay. Yeah. Gotta have, do it in the back of the car just like the rest of us.
Just like the rest of us.
At that age. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening in. If you get the opportunity, like, because this is really early in the tour, so if you're elsewhere in the country and you can still get tickets.
Stop 3 of 63.
Yeah, if you can still get tickets, we highly recommend. Like, it was that good. It was that good that I recommend getting the tickets and seeing the show.
All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.